Small City, Big Personality with your one and only host, Lady Miss Emma. Good afternoon, my lovely darlings. How are you all? Welcome to this week's podcast. I am your hostess with the mostess, Lady Miss Emma. I'm sitting here in my house with Cato curled up on my knee doing a podcast. I'm just thinking to myself, this is going to be the last podcast I'm going to do in my house from Saturday. I'm moving into the caravan and the podcast will be done from the caravan from then on in. How exciting is that? And terrifying all at the same time. Well, what have I got in store for you this week? Well, alongside some great music, as usual, we have a reggae moment, a funny story, my school bus man poet laureate has sent in a poem relative to this week's moving shenanigans. Of course, I'll have the Caravan of Love update, a small city, big personality checkup, a couple of mammaries. What else do you need for the next 45 minutes to hour, an hour of your life? Nothing, be honest, nothing else. All right then, let's begin this show, shall we? Yes, we shall. I'll have this one, please, by the Staple Singers. This is Respect Yourself. Aye.
Don't give a heck about the man of the Bible and his hand.
heart a tune there. The Staple Singers with Respect Yourself. Absolute cracker of a tune. There's a part in that tune there where they say, put your hand over your mouth when you cough. That'll help the solution. Personally, I think a lot of people, or a few people, should be putting their hand over their mouth when they talk. That would really, really help the solution in some cases. Especially that trumped up Trump guy from America. He seems to be a bit too much of a talker. Stick his hand right over his mouth when he talks, if you ask me. That would be the perfect solution. Now, it's time for this. Rastafari. Yo, me reggae lovers, now it's time for reggae moment. Rastafari. Alrighty, me reggae revelers, we're going to have some ladies up for the reggae moment today. A little bit of Althea and Donna. I don't think I've played this one on my podcast before. So here it is. I'm going to play this one for you. This is Althea and Donna, Up Down Rankin. Althea Sarah and Donna there for our reggae moment today with Uptown Rankin. I'm going to play you now one of my favourite bands. This is the Temperance Movement, top tune. This is for me to wish me luck. This is Be Lucky. Shemmer's funny stories. Right, I've got a wee cracker of a funny story. It's not a funny ha-ha. It's funny like, whoa, that's mental amazing, kind of obscure funny. It's about a tattoo artist. Now, if anyone knows me pretty well, and I have got quite a lot of tattoo coverage. A lot of people these days are into tattoos. But look at this one. A lot of people have tattoos, and each tattoo is special in its own way. But few tattoos are as special as the ones created by J.C. Tennant. Why? Because the tattoo artist doesn't do them by hand, doesn't have a hand, he does them by prosthetic hand. Now what he's done, right, is fascinating. He's had a prosthetic arm made with a tattoo gun made on the end of it so that his arm is a tattoo gun. And he does tattoos with his tattoo gun arm. There's a video of him doing a tattoo with his tattoo gun arm. Some of his work is just out of this world as well. He's really talented. And what I meant, it looks like something out of Terminator. It is absolutely amazing. What an amazing world we live in these days, that people can still follow their dreams. It doesn't matter what has happened. If you've not even got an arm, you can still be an artist. Here, tell you what though, that's handy. Let's have this one now, shall we? By Alanis Morissette. This is Hand in Pocket.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy.
Isn't she just great, Alanis Morissette? What a voice she's got. That there was Hand in Pocket, dedicated to the armless tattoo artist. What a legend. Now, there's not enough Dr. John on the radio at any time, so here's some. This is Such a Night.
You're such a night. Such a night.
Dr. John there with Such a Night. I love that slide trombone at the end. Absolutely fantastic. Alrighty, time now for this. Time now for School Bus Man's weekly ditty. He's written this one. Hi, Lady Miss. Here's the latest rhyme for your perusal. Well, she's off on the road pretty soon. Long gone just before end of June. There'll be tears in her eyes, along with sad sighs. Ah, oh, any chance, here you go, of a tune. Oh, School Bus Man, absolutely. Well, I'm not actually going too far for a little while, but you'll hear about that in the Caravan of Love update, which is coming up very shortly. And I will be playing gigs locally for the next little while as well. I've got a residency until the end of the summer, which I'm committing to. But I will tell you all about that kind of stuff later on in the podcast. Thank you again for your fantastic poems. Please keep them coming. Just because I'm gone doesn't need I'm gone, all right? I'm going to play this one now for you. This is the Staple Singers. I'll take you there. Enjoy.
Oh. I know a place. Smiling faces. No.
Staple Singers there with I'll Take You There. What an absolute tune. All right, now it's time for everyone's favourite item, Forget My Life. All right, now if you think you're having a bad day, a bad week or a bad life, compare the unfortunate incidents occurring in your life to these poor unfortunate souls upon this website to feel some compassion towards the trials and tribulations which they are experiencing, or some reassurance that you're no quite as bad as they are. Here we go. Let's have some music to back us to do this. That's nice. Like a wee bit of tune. Oh, that's lovely. Just there. Oh, keep it there now. Hold that thought. Okie doke. Today, my neighbour showed me footage of my 7-year-old son spraying his beloved rose garden with weed killer. The whole garden is dead, and now I'm being taken to small claims court. Forget my life. Today, a guy lost control of his umbrella in the wind, which then hit me in the eye, making me bleed. He screamed at me for trying to steal his umbrella. People laughed. Forget my life, what a shame. Today, while at work, I really had to pee. Since it was my break soon, I decided to hold it as another customer came to my till, but I didn't see she had 3 trolleys full of food. It took ages to scan all of it, and when I left for my break, I had an empty bladder and a wet seat. Ah! Forget my life. And bad bladder control, apparently. Today, I was accused of shooting drugs at work. I was only feeding a baby bird that was tucked into my arm using a medicine syringe. I've been smuggling it to work because it has to eat every 2 hours or it will starve. Now everyone here thinks I'm a hardcore dope fiend. Oh, bless him, he's just trying to help a wee bird. Today, a would-be customer practically kicked my store door in. Then he got annoyed and started throwing around insults after I had told him that we were still closed, hence the closed sign. He claimed the sign was confusing. Forget my life. Today, in the middle of the night, my kitten started rubbing my face. Aww. Thinking I saw her face in the darkness, I decided to kiss her before going back to sleep. My lips made contact with her bottom parts. Forget my life. Today I threw away a bunch of candy wrappers from my pocket. I also managed to throw away $20. That was the only money I had. Forget my life. Oh, I hate it when that happens. Today, at a party that was pretty big, I thought it would be funny to photobomb a photo. In doing so, I slipped over and snapped my arm in. Oh, I may now have to get surgery. The good thing is, I made a hell of a photobomb. I like the way you're thinking there. It's funny. Today I was working as a host at a pasta diner. The hostess I was working with was very attractive, and we were flirting quite a bit. Ooh la la. A large woman walked in to be seated, and I leaned over to her and dared her to ask the woman if she wanted 2 chairs. She leaned back and said, "That's my mom. Forget my life." These are crackers, aren't they? Just crackers. Absolutely. All right, I'm going to play you another wee tune now. What are we having next, Lady Miss? I hear you say. We're going to have some Free, and this is A Little Bit of Love.
to those you live with. Little bit of love, oh, it's got to come your way.
There, that was Free and Give a Little Love. Isn't that just cracking? What a tune. Right, I think it's time now for some Prince. When I used to do my other radio shows before, I always used to dedicate part of the show to Prince, and I've done it for years now, nearly 3 years in the radio business. Oh, that's right, 3 years. Still a baby. But I'm going to keep up the tradition now of playing a Prince tune every show, and today I'm going to play this one. This is Take Me With You, and this is an absolute tune, and I'm loving it forever. Love you, Prince. Love you, man.
Bye.
Caravan of Love update. Let me tell you what the heck has been going on with this caravan. You might have heard Dougal in the background there. He's obviously, he protects the house, you see, so he's just doing that right now, so we'll just let him do that. All right, Caravan of Love update. The crack is this Saturday, when this podcast is released, the day that this podcast is released, I will be moving into the caravan on a permanent basis. Now, I have found somewhere to park the caravan. I'm staying local for the next couple of weeks up at Noah's Ark Caravan Park. Yes, that's right, there's a caravan park up there, and it's a cracking caravan park too. But you'll learn more about that as the couple of weeks go on. I'll tell you more about the place that I'm staying at. So I'm hoofing myself up there. Hoof, I go with the caravan and myself and my life, and that's how it begins. So that's really exciting. I've been packing everything away. I'm surrounded by stuff, more stuff. I'm hoping by Saturday the stuff will have diminished. There'll be no more stuff. Now, I did mention earlier on in the show that I do have a regular gig now every Sunday at Cafe Taboo in Perth. You can come down to just have a glass of wine or a beer or whatever you like and just sit and listen to the music. You don't need to eat or spend lots of money. You can just hang out and enjoy the dulcet tones of Lady Miss Emma singing in your ear holes for a couple of hours on a Sunday. It's awfully nice, it is. So that's what's happening. I've of course got the Greyfriars open mic every second Thursday, and then I'm at the Green Room the third Sunday of every month. Not munch, that would be too weird. The third Sunday of every month, which is this Sunday coming. So if you're listening to this on Saturday, it's tomorrow at the Green Room. So that's what's going on. I will be moving into the caravan and then travelling around from there on in. So I ask your help, as I'm always asking. If you know someone who's got a pub anywhere in the UK at all, absolutely anywhere, it looks like I might be heading down south for a few weeks. So if you know someone down there who has a pub or a music venue or who'd want to put on a house concert I could go and play at, someone who has a caravan site, or you know contacts down there, somewhere I can stay cheaply, please get in touch. Use the Lady Miss Emma Music Facebook page. That's Lady Miss Emma Music. You can send me a message on there. Follow me around and see what the heck's going on in my life. I trust me, it's going to be an exciting adventure. What's coming up? God only knows, but it's going to be fun and games. I can guarantee that. Right, I'm going to play this one for you now. This is Cream, because I'm trying to stay in the sunshine. This is the tour. I've decided the whole tour is going to be called the Summertime Revival Tour, which means that I will be chasing the sun all over Europe for as long as I can. This is Cream. Enjoy.
Soon be with you, my love. Give you my dolls.
course, with Sunshine of Your Love. What a tune. Lady Miss Emma with Small City, Big Personality. Hot in your city. Ooh. Alrighty, so we're going to pop over to the Small City, Big Personality website and see what the heck is going on over there. Let's see. Now, the first thing that caught my eye when I went to smallcitybigpersonality.co.uk was the strawberry and ice cream pops by Jill Murray. She's making ice cream, real strawberries and ice cream pops. Look at them though, seriously. Just go and look at them. I want one now. Make one for me, please, Jill. She's made them with, what has she got in there? Jersey milk, Greek yogurt, strawberry yogurt. There's a bit of sugar in there. Yum, yum, yum. 800 grams of strawberries. Well, the method's up there. You can check it out. You can't miss the gorgeous picture of the strawberry ice creams. Get on it. Make me one. Bring it to me and we'll all be merry and bright. Good. Next up, what else have we got? Oh, win £2,000 worth of flooring. All you have to do is enter your name and your email and you can win £2,000 worth of flooring, whether it be carpets, wooden flooring or luxury vinyl. You can have your pick. And that's from Perthshire Flooring. So we all know they want your email so they can put it on a mailing list. But somebody's going to win £2,000 worth of flooring and it's worth it. So what you could do is sign up to their email list, go in for the competition, and if they spam you, just block the emails. Easy peasy. There you go. Job's a good one. What else is happening? Oh, Charlie Taylor has won an award. We're delighted to hear she was recently named Hairstylist of the Year at the Glamorous Ceremony held on the 15th of May at the Radisson Blu Hotel in Glasgow. So she also, the two salons that bear her name also took the de facto Large Salon of the Year title. Out of the 100 plus specialists shortlisted for the 21 awards, Charlie was the only nominee to win two of the top prizes. Well done, Charlie Taylor. 30 years she's been in the business, trailblazing for hairdressers. Well done, lass. She's a Perth lass, so she is. Well done. Pat on the back for you, Miss Charlie Taylor. All right, see, so that's what's happening over at Small City, bigpersonality.co.uk. Check it out. Shall we have some Led Zeppelin now? Is it time to get the lead out? It's always time to get the lead out. Let's have it. This one is, of course, A Whole Lot of Love.
Ah, 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 ah. dear, my name's Cat Tomato, and I'm the coolest cat in town. I just want to pop in and say, how you all doing? I'm enjoying the summer. Oh, I'm fluffing my tail in the sunshine. I catch all the flies that are going round the house for my mama. We call them the zzzz, and when I see one, I catch it and I eat it. That's my job. That's okay. I sit on the sunshine on the windowsill and soak up the rays. I wish you all a lovely summertime, and I hope you're all really happy and purring and keeping your face nice and clean and washing your paws. Okay, I'll see you all later. See you later.
Alrighty, it's coming very near to the end of the show, I'm sorry to say. It's always sad to say goodbye, but you know, I will return next week, and it will be a very interesting week, because why? I'll tell you why. Because I'll be doing the podcast from the caravan. I'm very excited to see what's going to happen, how it's going to sound, if it's going to work. Oh, keep everything crossed for me, my darlings. Please keep in touch with me via the Facebook page, Lady Miss Emma Music. I would love to hear from you all, and I love comments as well. Take it easy. I'm going to leave this one for you. This is Otis Redding, one of my favourite singers of all time, and this is the best summertime tune I've ever heard one. Perfect for cruising along in a caravan. See you all later. Peace out.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.